Oh, what's going on?
What's up? What's up?
What's up, brother?
Want to welcome everyone to the second episode of Run and Tell That podcast. But tonight we're gonna be coming from the news desk, and I'm Gerard, and my brothers over here are
I'm G-Man,
and I'm Ro.
Before we get started, how was everybody's week?
Mine was pretty good.
Yeah, mine too. I look, it's just work at the end of the day.
It's just understand work. That. Understand that.
How about yours?
Mine was pretty good. Can't complain. Like you said, work. You know what I'm saying? Just hyped about this second episode. And from there, I guess we can go ahead and get started. So since we're coming from the news desk, which one of y'all want to go first? Which y'all news story?
I say I'm going to start out with this one. Y'all tell me what y'all think about this. Okay, you have the opportunity to make $35,000 a year, right? If you can make $35,000 a year, but you get full benefits plus travel, and you'll be working for Oscar Mayer, you won't be driving the Wienermobile, and you're going to drive across the U.S. in a giant hot dog. So you're going to get $35,000 plus weekly per diem hotel coverage. Also, the per diem and the hotel costs are not figured into your adjusted gross income. But you do have to have a bachelor's degree. What do you say?
No. I just can't. I don't know if I want to drive the wiener. I'm just saying.
I mean,
so no. That's a no for me.
But it's though. But it's in a bun though.
That don't make it sound any better.
I done seen the Wiener truck before. That's not a pretty good looking thing. I don't think I can drive a Wiener truck across. I can't do it.
Okay. All right. Look at it like this. You are fresh out of college. You're a graduate. $35,000. You get to travel. You're looking at, technically, you won't be spending your money. So essentially, it would be like being a traveling auditor. So you got your per diem, you got your food paid for, your hotel paid for, so your check's gonna get banked. Still a no on it? Still a no?
No, you know, the only reason I say a no on it, because the cost of living has changed. You know, $35,000 is nothing no more. You gotta actually like be making like probably about 40. I see if you say 40,000 and you just got out of high school, college, or whatever, then you know, you know, but $35,000, you know, I don't think that'll work like that, you know.
Yeah, I don't. You see, as far as me, I don't know. I just, you know, got me a glass of wine. Maybe it's the wine talking, but I think I don't want to ride a glizzy. I'm just saying.
You're not riding the glizzy, sir. Technically, you're gonna be a condiment. That's what you're gonna be.
Yeah, I don't want
to. You know, like how some people put them, you know, I got some put their mustard and stuff at the bottom, then they put the hot dog on top of it. Because seeing how you're going to be driving it, and then you got the bun, and then you got the hot dog on top.
That sounds like a slugger's board. Like sliding down. I mean, like with mustard.
Nothing about that sounds inviting. No.
I just want to throw that out there. You also get full benefits. Good. But you do get full benefits for doing it.
So what you kind can of sell the benefits, but I don't want to do that.
It wasn't disclosed. It just said it. The only thing the article said was $35 a year, full benefits plus travel. You get your per diem weekly. You get your hotel coverage, and your food.
So if you say hotel coverage,
you got a partner. You got a partner.
I mean, so because if you're thinking about the hotel, and you're planning to travel from here to all over the place and all that stuff like that, you know, that might be something for someone that's under 21 years old. You know what I'm saying? But the cost of living is a little bit higher, man.
So let me ask you a question. Let me cut you off. But as somebody that used to be in your position, that application hits your desk and you see, okay, so they worked at Oscar Mayer and their position was Wienermobile driver. Does it change anything or do you still be good with like?
So the question is that are you asking me if I'm going if I'm going hire him or not?
Are you going to laugh as you are reviewing their resume in front of your face?
Well, honestly, no. I mean, like back okay. in the days, I probably would have, but you know, the older I've become, probably good. Not.
Okay.
So, like, for him, I would ask him a bunch of questions. You know what I mean? A bunch. When I say a bunch, like if he liked taking orders. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the most important things. If can he hear through a drive-thru, you know what I mean? You know, that'll probably be another question. And his sense of urgency, because you got to remember now, he was sitting down driving a wiener machine, you know? So, I mean, if he could do all that kind of other stuff and take orders and all that and... you know, have a good sense of urgency, work ethic is good, then you never know.
I got you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'll go next. I got, all right, a 71-year-old serial bank robber who has spent like over 40 years in federal prison has been arrested again for allegedly robbing another bank.
There he is.
Yep.
There he is.
This time he got away with $68,000 in cash. Well, he didn't get away because they called him again, but he was able to leave the bank with the $68,000.
Oh, man.
So at what point do you, you know, you're 71 is enough enough? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, for one thing, if you don't spend 40 years in prison, and you haven't learned from that. I mean, like, I really can't even answer that question because to be 71 years old, I mean, he went in when he was 31.
Yeah.
I mean, so he was thinking while he was sitting, laying in that dang on cell, sleeping in that cell or whatever. He was like, man, when I get out, I'm going to do one more heist. I'm going to do one more. And if I get away with that, I'm going to do it again.
In other words, he figured while he was laying in that, when he was in that cell, I think I'm going to hit a lick one more time.
Pretty much. I know they won't catch me this time.
You got to think about it. He went in when he was 31. You know what I'm saying? Got out when he was 71. You know what I mean? So it's like, he just, by the picture of him, his mugshot, he looked like he said in his mind, he was like, yeah, I'm going to hit a lick one more time.
My thing is this. If you been sitting for this long, I feel like your plan should be a little bit better than what it was.
Maybe he might.
I feel like you should have got away with more than $68,000 if you've been there for 40 years.
Don't forget he's 71 and he doing his dolo. So, you know, take that into account.
That's true. That's true.
Well, I think he just loved jail. I mean, you know, once you get out, I mean, from what I was told is that if you've been in for a long period of time, sometimes you can't find a good profession other than the profession you already know. So, you know, the only thing he know how to do is just rob banks.
Get caught. No, get caught. Because he got caught. You know what I'm saying? He know how to get caught. I mean, he's successful. He gets out of the bank with the money, but that's as far as it goes. Like, he gets caught.
I feel like as he stepped out, mentally, he was like, oh, yeah, all this planning, I knew this was going to pan out for me. And then he thought about it again. He was like, wait a minute. Why do I hear sirens right now? Fuck.
Exactly.
He got to remember.
And in the words, in the words of J.C. Taylor, got to be more careful. Mother got caught. That's what happened. Got to be more careful.
Close.
He just thought that he got away. He probably thought to himself, like, now, do you know how many, like, banks did he rob before getting caught with his 40
No, it never, the story never said. It just said he was a serial bank robber. So he's done it multiple times. But I guess the last time is when he did the 40-year stint.
Damn.
But it just says serial bank robber. So it's like he's done this multiple times. It doesn't give a total amount prior to the 40 years. But,
Yeah, for him to get that, like, 40 years, that means that he probably was robbing a bunch of banks. Even if he did rob it, he got blamed for it. You know what I'm saying? So you can imagine, like, at the end of the day, he probably, if he did, let's just say he did two, he probably got charged with 10. He probably get, like, sitting
there. Most likely.
Most likely.
I didn't do this one. I mean, but more likely he probably, you know, got charged with a bunch of banks that he probably even never ever did before. So, and that's the thing about it, you know, sometimes you get accused with things, and then sometime again, like, you know, you're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So my news is, one of my news, Dame Dash cried over $3,000 monthly child support payment. So he's begging the court, family court, to reduce it to $428 because he's saying that he only made about $5,100 and something dollars last year. What do you guys think about that?
Well, it could be believable.
Yeah.
Because what music has he put out? Like, what produced or whatever? Like, what artist has, you know what I'm saying, that he's affiliated with, put anything out? And then you got to think about it, when Rockefeller ended, you know, that took away what the shoe deal, the clothing deal, all that stuff went away.
Mm-hmm.
So it's believable that that's probably what he made. I mean, he's been on a bunch of podcasts and a bunch of shows, but most time you don't get paid to be on there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he's still holding on to the masters of Reasonable Doubt. So.
Yeah. Well, I guess you need to unload that then.
Unless you're going to go see Lee Daniels again.
Well, I mean,
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying.
So the only thing that got me is that, you know, when he was on that, I don't know if y'all heard of the CEO show back in October. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like 52 years old. And he was saying that he made like millions and millions of dollars and all this stuff like that. And he invested his money. So that's why he's not able to, you know, pay for this and pay for that, because what he do is he just, like, he try to invest his money. So at the end of the day, like you said, he might have made $5,000 because, like, he invested his money in certain stuff. So, but $428, man, come on now. Come on.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know what? Maybe it's to your point. It's not liquid, you know. He has the assets. He has, you know, it's just not liquid. So he doesn't want to cash in on that stuff. So theoretically, on paper, the books, he has nothing coming in, but he got his other stuff that he got, you know, that is doing a good turnover probably. Yeah, he just don't want to cash that stuff in.
Yeah.
So then theoretically, he's not lying. He doesn't have it coming in.
All right, well.
I would say, and to that note, seeing how we rolling with the money, I have one for you. So we have this guy who found $135,000 and he turned it in. And for being a good Samaritan, they rewarded him with $500, a gift card, and he got to have his picture taken and put in the paper.
You know what? I think I would have kept that money. I ain't gonna lie. I think I would have kept the money.
Well, I mean, back in the days, I probably would have kept that money, but no, I mean, yeah. I probably would. No. Not right now. I wouldn't have. I probably would have turned it in. And I would have probably been thankful for the $500 and a picture in the newspaper. You know what I mean? That just me now. I mean, back in the days, I would have kept the whole, I mean, like, literally kept the whole money. I mean, like, I would have been on the loop. I would have rent me a little boat someplace and think I got a yacht.
I'm not gonna lie, I was looking at the picture of him. I think maybe his thing is he may want to go and become a police officer. Because looking at his picture, you know, he looked like he kind of aged like milk. So I'm not sure how old he actually is because it doesn't say. But what you laughing for? What? Because I said he aged like spoiled milk.
I didn't laugh.
You chuckled.
I didn't laugh.
That man's a good Samaritan. You could learn something.
I did not,
sir.
You know what comes first to him? A chuckle. How is that you create a chuckle when I didn't chuckle? I didn't say anything.
That man want to be a police officer, sir. Don't do that to him. He got that gift card, the Target.
Let me tell you something.
He got that $500 car payment.
It's three of us up here.
Greg is laughing now.
Why are you not to assume that I chuckled?
Because I know you're chuckle. I know you're chuckle.
I didn't even know I chuckled. I didn't even know.
I'm just saying. I feel like, touché. You know, don't knock that man hustle because he decided to.
I did not.
To do that.
I did you not. Yeah.
Yeah. What you got?
I was going to say, since we talking about turning stuff in, all right, so Ford is working on a plan to, like, one of the newer cars, if you miss a payment, the car will repossess itself. So you go to work, and you miss that car payment, your car will drive off.
Oh!
You miss one payment.
That
shit is a wrap. Now they said Ford. They said right now, it was like, don't buy a Ford if you plan on missing payments. Nobody plans on missing a payment, but things happen. But it was like, well, that's what they're working on.
I'm not gonna lie to you. If I'm on the highway and a Ford Focus is zooming past me,
you know they missed a payment or two.
Let me tell you something. That would be so fucked up. It better be a truck. It cannot be a Focus, is all I'm saying. I only think is the Focus still in production?
I don't think so, but I don't know.
So would they backtrack it to like the old models? Think they'll throw the chip in it?
No, I think what it is, they're just doing they're working on the newer models, not the older models.
Gotcha.
The newer model Ford. So it's like, you know, like I said, you think you're going in Walmart to buy some groceries and you come out, you ain't got no car because you missed a payment or two.
Mm-hmm.
Your shit just, as you coming out of Walmart, you just see your shit just crank up and just leave without you.
I feel like they will have that thing where that motherfucker toot the horn at your ass if you outside. I just got a feeling.
Probably. I would not be surprised.
That's crazy.
I thought the same thing when I saw that.
It's funny as shit though. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Greg,
so I have
Greg, what you got?
Well, I have that Georgia woman arrested in Bahamas, an alleged plot to, you know, kill former Auburn football player, her husband. So what ended up happening? This young lady, she's a mother of three. She's a former pageant queen, and she has been arrested in Bahamas for alleged. So she plotted to have her husband killed. But she ended up getting caught. So two men was arrested. One of them being Terrence Bethel. He was 28, and you know, Terrence was the lover of Miss Lindsay, the beauty queen. Mm-hmm. And then it was another person that was, you know, arrested along with trying to kill the former Auburn University football player. So what do you guys think about that? I mean, like, that is crazy, you know?
Well, that's why I watch a lot of, I'm not going to lie, and I mean, I've been married three times, so I watch a lot of Snap. I try to look out for the signs. If the food don't taste right, you know what I mean? Just, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, simple. I look for the simple things now. So, I mean, yeah, I watch, like, yeah, I said Snap and all those. I watch all those shows. So I know what to look for.
You just take a bite of the food, like, wait a minute. That don't taste like paprika.
Nah, no, it don't. That tastes like battery acid. What the fuck we doing here? What the fuck going on here? Why am I getting dizzy right now? You motherfucker. You got me. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
But that's.
I'm not surprised. Crazy. I'm not surprised by it. I wonder how much. Is the life insurance policy on it? Yeah. They probably already headed for divorce. Maybe she wasn't going to get as much as what she thought she was going to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, once
that could be it.
She sat there and she, like, had an affair with, you know, someone that was younger than her, who was young-minded and who was in love with her. So he was thinking about killing her husband because he was, at the end of the day, he was in love with her. So, you know, love make you do some crazy thing, you know?
So I don't know, man. That's I ain't gonna lie to you. It ain't
that much love in the world for me to want to do something like that to somebody. No. Plus, ain't nobody gonna do that to me because there ain't no life insurance policy on me, so.
I'm just saying. You will come up empty-handed.
Exactly. I smoke cigarettes. Over here. That bar you from a little bit of money that you think you're gonna get. I'm a cigarette smoker, so I'm just saying.
That's crazy, man. Yeah, I mean.
So I mean, from y'all got nothing. So you got one?
No, I'm saying I don't have nothing. I'm like, I'm not surprised because, like, you shouldn't be. But, you know, it's just, it kind of reminds me of that, what was the one, I think they had it on TV, where the lady, pretty much, she was trying to hire somebody to kill her husband. The guy ended up going to the cops, and he told her, he said, yeah, I can find you a hitman, which ended up being an undercover cop. And that's how they end up getting her. They end up faking the guy pretending to kill him. And they did the whole thing where they faked the crime scene. And she thought he was dead. She doing all the crying and all the other BS. And then homeboy ended up walking in to the police station. And then she was shocked and shit. Mm-hmm. It kind of reminded me of that right there. Like, it's not even surprising.
Man, that sounds like something that's supposed to be on Lifetime.
Yeah, what I was about to say.
Yeah.
Oh, Lifetime movie.
Yeah, I think that was.
Or Tubi.
Man of.
One of the two.
Oh, goodness. Hope not. Hopefully not.
Tubi?
All right. So now, this one is going to be kind of long, but I cannot, like, condense it. So I have to just give you everything. So basically, it's a 26-year-old teacher arrested for a relationship with a 16-year-old student. We have another one. Now, so you got the 26-year-old teacher from Missouri. She was arrested on sexual abuse charges after she allegedly raped a 16-year-old student at the school. She was arrested in Texas on Friday. So January 5th, the police department got her on 5 child abuse charges, which were outstanding warrants of family offense, endangering welfare of a child, statutory rape in the second degree, sexual contact with a student, and child molestation in the fourth degree. And the police were alerted about the relationship after the victim, the student, showed a fellow student images of his back being scratched. So the witness reported the relationship to a school resource officer on December 7th. So they've been doing this since December, and said said that the other student overheard a phone conversation in which she allegedly told the 16-year-old, "I'm out of state, but I can send you money, baby." Per the second probe, another witness said that the victim's father had been told about the involvement with his son. So the father told the witness that he didn't make any efforts to stop the relationship because he believed it would be futile and they would continue seeing each other. So the father has also been arrested on first degree endangering the welfare of a child. And the witness added that the two used the help of two other students to keep a lookout while they engaged in an inappropriate relationship on school grounds. I know it was long, but I had to give all the details.
Damn.
They even got it all.
That's a risk it all of you. That's a risk it all. She risked it all on this one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She did.
That's crazy.
And the dad sat there and said, "Son, go ahead and have fun." That's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah.
And you know the other part? The daddy also allowed her to come to the house so they could, as it was said in Color Purple, so she could do her business in the house.
Do a business in the house?
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Because he said he couldn't stop it anyway. So she was at the house. Yeah. And then you got two students keeping lookout. Like, what were you? Huh? What we doing? Steakouts?
So I know them two kids at least got to be.
They better.
In that class. They had to have.
And I bet
they had to get some.
They had to get some out of it.
Any money that the little 16-year-old, he probably got an A+. He probably walking around with a 4.59 GPA.
More than likely.
Hey, dude, you work hard for yours. You work very hard for yours, okay?
Literally and figuratively speaking.
Yes.
You don't have to go to class today. But what's so sad about it is that was this young lady married?
No, she had she ended up getting divorced. So the superintendent was telling her that it seemed like she was like getting too close to the students.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And said other faculty was noticing it as well. And said that once that witness had went to, because basically one of the other students that heard the phone call, he went to the resource officer and told the resource officer. So that's when they went and started the probe and the initial investigation into it. So they were saying that that's probably what contributed to your point, them getting the divorce prior.
Yeah.
So this been going on for a minute, what it seemed like.
So, but the
crazy part was she thought that she could flee to Texas.
Yeah.
Like she was like going into another country. So she went to Texas. So that's why they had to go get her to bring her back.
Yeah. So my question to you guys is like, why? I mean, like, why? Like, if you married, like, so the young lady was, why choose somebody young, though? I mean, like 16, 15, 17 years old. If you can find anybody else, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the confusing part. It's a nice looking young lady there, you know what I mean? I mean, was it something like mental health? Like she had some kind of mental health issue? Who knows, you know?
I think she just a pedo. That's why I think at this point she a pedo. You know, a pedo.
Oh, yeah. She
is. The white man.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, what I got, all right. So, everybody know about the Miami Heat basketball team, NBA. They are the real MVP. This is what they did for their head coach, Eric Spoelstra. They waited until after his divorce was finalized to give him a record-breaking $120 million contract. So the wife gets nothing.
So that's why they waited. Did they really wait? So my question is,
they really waited until the divorce. Yes, they waited until the divorce was final. Once it was final, then they hit him with the record-breaking $120 million contract.
So from what I was told, it's like an eight-year contract. Mm-hmm. Right?
8-year contract, $120 million.
Man.
Yep. Loyalty. That's what you have right there is loyalty, and then you have guys that making that kind of money and probably already done went through that divorce.
And well, you know what name went through it?
Pat Riley went
through it whenever he took up whenever he became the head coach of the Lakers. When he took over when back in the '80s. Yeah.
So that's probably what contributed to it. They said the Heat organization ride for their people. So
oh yeah, they do. Think about it. They let Udonis Haslem just be there for the last 2 years before went ahead and retired out last year. I mean, he was a, you know what I'm saying, a vocal player or whatever, but you know what I mean? You got to think about it, that the loyalty of it. Yeah. You know, most teams would have let him go right after D. Wade did his second stint in Miami.
But you know, they had needed him on the bench, though.
He was the enforcer.
Yeah, but they definitely need him on the bench because when Jimmy Butler stepped out of line, guess who was there in his face? You know what I mean?
That's true.
He stepped out of line. The Eric, you know, Coach Eric. So he was like, "Man, you ain't gonna do that, man. I mean, watch your effing mouth. You know what I mean?"
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But. So my question is, you know, because I love asking questions, so I can know a little bit more. But, you know, so the coach, and she had like 3 kids for him, you know, 2 kids, one kid or something like that?
Mm-hmm. 2 kids, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so at the end of the day, I know Florida is one of them states that you don't pay like what federal taxes or something, state tax.
Yeah, state tax.
No state tax.
All right, so you don't pay no state tax. So you you can imagine him making. So if he signed 8-year, $120 million, so you can imagine him making something like what $20 million a year, 20-something million a year, and that's that $20 million is his, right, but he also got kids. Yeah, he got kids with this lady. So at the end of the day, man, she's still gonna benefit in the long run because you know he got all his kids is under 5, right? And she got a 2 year old and 1 year old or something like that.
Yeah.
So I mean, she's still gonna benefit at the end.
I guess they looked at it like she can benefit, but she's not getting half. But she would automatically get half.
Because he didn't do a prenup.
No, I don't think so. It doesn't even mention if he had one or not. That's why I'm thinking. I'm thinking he didn't.
Yeah, he probably didn't.
That's why they waited until after it was finalized to give him because that is a record-breaking contract.
Yeah.
For a coach.
That's right. That prenup don't work anyway.
I'm telling you, I feel like he walked up in there and they said, Spo. We're gonna look out for you. We got these 8120. Hold on. Look. Look, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Y'all know what's going on at the house. Listen, let's hold this for a minute. Let's get this finalized first. We're gonna go ahead and let her eat off the old contract, okay? I don't mind that one, but let's go ahead and keep this one in-house. Yeah, I guarantee that's how that conversation went.
Probably. More than likely. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Still. This one's gonna be a little turn. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I think Greg was up next.
Oh yeah, that is right. My bad.
Oh no, you can go ahead. You can go ahead.
All right, so this was a guy that was in, well, he had a cameo in 8 Mile, but his part was taken out at the end. So mm-hmm. the guy is called Super MC. He was charged with murder for brutally stabbing his wife. So he stabbed her repeatedly with a knife at their home in Detroit on January 7th before fleeing the scene, according to the news. So he turned himself in, and the police found her dead in the apartment with wounds to her neck and to her chest. Her daughter from another relationship found her and said that now she hates him and he's not a father to her now, and said that she touched her mom's foot and it was cold. She said she have nightmares about it. So every time she falls asleep, she see it. And according to the family, their 13-year relationship was fraught with domestic abuse. And the 46-year-old, he remains in jail after being denied bond, with his next court date scheduled for January 25th, said he's facing up to life in prison if convicted. And they said basically that he was a victim to where he almost was killed in a car accident in 2020 that left him permanent brain injuries. And said that he was unable to recognize friends and family, including his wife, because he was suffering with severe memory loss. To me, I think the last part is really irrelevant, because for 13 years, that lady had to deal with him abusing her. So from 2020 to 24, those last not even 4 full years, with all due respect, it kind of washes itself out. It doesn't make up for those other 9 years, just in my opinion. What do y'all think on it?
No, I agree. I mean, it seems like they're trying to find a reason to, you know, for him to get off what he did. But you still got to factor in this happened, like, he was doing this prior to 2020.
That's right.
So, I just feel like he should get whatever time he deserved on that one.
I agree 1,000.
And the sad part about it, I feel like he going to go in and plead not guilty. To your point, they're going to try to say it's the accident.
Yeah.
He didn't know what was going on, which is all that. That's bullshit. Not saying that it couldn't happen, but I just feel like it's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it
didn't say that it started after the accident in 2020. It started before the accident.
Yeah, right. I mean,
so, you know, at least that's what I, you know, that's my opinion on it.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, you hate that it happened, and really hate the fact that her daughter was the one that found her, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just,
and that's kind of sad too, you know.
Yeah. But, Greg, what you got?
Well, I don't have any more.
You know? All right. Well, I got
I know you guys got some more.
Yeah, I got some. All right. Being that I stay in North Carolina now, there was a North Carolina man wrongfully in prison for 44 years in a rape case, but he's out now, and he got a $25 million settlement.
good. I don't think that was enough.
No. You know,
he can't get that time back. No dollar amount can put that time back.
Because then, you know what I'm saying, it was in, he was convicted in 1976, all white jury in North Carolina, you know what I'm saying? And it was like he kept saying that it wasn't him. He didn't do it, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, how things go now, DNA testing and stuff like that, so it proved that he wasn't. But he's out now. And like I said, he got a $25 million settlement.
Wow.
Yeah. 44 years. That's a long time. That's a long time. Especially for a crime you didn't commit. It ain't like the first story I had where the man spent 40 years because he was a serial bank robber. You know what I'm saying? Even if he didn't rob all the banks, he robbed two banks. At least three banks. He get the 40 years. This man was like not even in the area when this white woman was raped, and he got 44. So I mean, yeah, the money, 25 million, yeah, but that's still lost time.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you can't get that back. And plus, how life is now. I mean, it's not like how it used to be where life expectancy was a little bit longer. It's like it's shorter now. You know, you're looking at what projecting maybe what 65, 68. Yeah. Lucky if you hit 70. You know, and the fact that so much time passed, so much family things that he missed out on, and you can't get it back. All the while, you have the person that actually did it continue to not only live their life, who knows how many other victims they had. You know,
but the biggest thing is too that was the biggest. Well, that was the second largest payout ever in the state of North Carolina.
That's crazy.
So there was one bigger. But I just hate, you know, man, I didn't research to see the largest one, but I'm pretty sure it was a substantial amount of time that person was wrongly, you know, convicted, you know what I'm saying, wrongly in prison.
So there's another one that that a guy that I can't put my hands on it, so I probably shouldn't mention it, but I'm gonna mention it anyway. That another guy, like, he served some time in jail for something, and he got out in one of these states. They were like, they ain't gonna pay him no millions and millions of dollars, you know, because he got wrongly accused. I was sitting here trying to look for it, but I remember seeing something like that the other day on Yahoo. About someone talking about somebody who got wrongly accused, but the state didn't want to pay him no money for, you know, the time that he lost, you know?
That's crazy. So it's funny how you're so quick to take people's life from them. Because essentially, you're taking their life from them. Yeah. And then you say, oh, I'm sorry. You was right. You really didn't do it. Hey, but hey, don't forget though, you still got some time to enjoy, you know, this fresh air out here and the things that you missed. Hey, we ain't got 8-tracks no more. You can always find all your old tunes from the 70s. Like, really? That's what we doing?
Damn.
So to me it's like you can't put a dollar amount on it, but then if you're gonna be forced to do it, I think the minimum should be $5 million per year that person spent.
So
doing time. You would
say, so think about the cost of living right now. So we say South Carolina. So the cost of living in South Carolina is anywhere from what, $40,000 to $50,000, right? So someone who got wrongly accused and served what, 10 years in jail, he should only get what, $500,000.
No, I'm talking about $5 million.
He should get more money for pain and suffering because he was.
Yeah, he should get. Yeah, yeah, if you wrongly accused, especially when you dealing with people doing shoddy investigations, piss poor investigations, which is the bulk of the time, because they just want to hurry up because, hey, we got so many cases, so we got to go ahead and close this one out. And you're not even attempting to follow up with witnesses and checking the DNA and whatever the case you need to do. To me, it's like, it doesn't matter what small town you in to what big ass city you in. If somebody, you taking this person life from them, you didn't do your due diligence. These people are paid by the tax, by the taxpayers, and they are half as doing their job.
You got to remember. Exactly. I mean, like, we're paying these tax, we're paying our money for the police officers and all these other people. You know what I'm saying? So, mean, of course, I mean,
like. So, hey, look, the town, if the town can't get the money up, they ain't, that's not my fucking fault. Guess what? Yeah. You should did your due diligence and actually investigated this.
Exactly.
So that's on you.
Well, yeah, real quick, for one that was wrongly convicted to one that was that's going to be convicted, Washington Wizards guard Ryan Rollins accused of shoplifting from Target. Charges come to light just days after he was dropped from the team. That's the thing. He's been doing this for a while. He just goes in Target and just takes stuff.
My man in here stealing Starburst and white tees.
So exactly. He acts like he don't get a paycheck, a game check every game. You get a game check every game. So why you want to go inside Target to steal?
I have no clue. But
I mean, like, literally,
man, they kept it under wraps until after they released him. Released him, then they put the charges out there.
That's crazy.
Going to Target frequently.
I'm gonna keep it.
And stealing.
If I was making the kind of money he was making, man, even if he was making dang on $100,000 a year, just to be on an NBA team for me would just be enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, like, even if he was making $200,000, just to be on the NBA team is just enough. But you want to go and put your greasy, dirty hands and shoplift gummy bears and Pop-Tarts and
exactly.
I mean, when you can actually buy this stuff. I mean, why you didn't call your parent? I mean, your mom, your dad, you know?
You also got to factor in. He's a younger guy, and you know what I'm saying. You got to think about it. We didn't shoplift when we were younger, but you know what I'm saying. We didn't have that type of money or whatever. But you in your 20s, you young. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to find him an out. I really don't have an out for him. I have no explanation of why you want to. No. I'm trying to come up with one, but I don't have one. I really don't have one.
Don't have an out for a professional. I don't have an out for him. That is a guaranteed job. 82 games a year. I mean, like, he got an option to do. You know what I mean? And I don't even know how much he was making. So just imagine if we look and find out that he was making $500,000 and you go inside Target where you can ask anybody on the team that's making millions and millions of dollars, hey man, let me borrow $10. I need to go in there and get a toothbrush and toothpaste. But you want to put your greasy hand and put it and steal gummy bears, Pop-Tarts, underwear, and floss.
All right, his contract up until, you know what I'm saying, time he got released, 3 years, $4.7 million.
See, he had done
it. Get the fuck out of here.
Man.
That was the breakdown of the contract, but the salary itself was 1.5, 1.6.
He still was a millionaire, bro. I mean, think about it. He was a millionaire.
And had a guaranteed signing of 3.3 million. So I can't give him an out.
No,
I can't.
Nah,
give
him just
out. you can't give him out. I mean, like, but if you want to go inside Target and steal 7 times, and you finally got caught and you got dropped, that's your reason why you got dropped. I mean, like, you.
And I'm pretty sure I bet you it was something stupid.
Yep.
I bet you it was over some socks.
Oh, I bet you it was some gummy bears. I bet could be that too. Your dollar.
He got some white beetles. We know what it is. He got some beetles. I don't know what fucking Target beetles will shrink up on you too.
Are you look at his game footage? You probably gonna see them if he ain't got on NBA socks like everybody else. Them the socks he stole from Target.
Them what's the Target brand? Goodfellas. He got them Goodfellas socks.
He got them Goodfellas socks. There you go, right there.
Man, I tell you, I mean, what, for me, stupidity. Personally,
like I said earlier, if I was making that kind of money, man, I don't know if I think I'll have to call mom or dad and I'll ask them to borrow some money. You know what I mean? And if they don't have it, then I'll have to ask one of my teammates. But there's no something. Way.
If your salary is 1 point something million a season, you don't need to call home.
That's what I'm saying. His game check was—he was getting a game check.
Yeah.
Every game is I mean, like, imagine. So you got 82 games, and he making what? So dude probably was making probably what? Let's just say he making $50,000 a game, or $40,000 a game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he played or not, just sat.
He still
sat
was
on
making
the
bench. That money.
He was still making that money. Cause like so, what 3.3 million of it was guaranteed.
Yeah,
he's guaranteed money, so he was gonna get that regardless.
So what it sounded like to me is that dude sat there. He lived above his means. He had more stuff than he had. He did more than what he's supposed to, and that's what ended up happening. So when he got his paycheck was gone.
It was spent before he even.
Yeah, that's
what it sounded.
Yeah.
Sound like he was
I'm willing to bet.
Go ahead.
You take care of the crew.
That's right.
Everybody get a pair of Jordans. Everybody get a pair of LeBrons.
That's what Rallo did. I mean, Rallo, when he got out of jail in October, man, what he said, he spent $2 million. I mean, he took care of his crew. You know?
No,
I don't know if you guys read up on that, but Rallo.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, he
I ain't gonna lie. I love y'all, but I ain't about to go. I ain't about to be living beyond my means, and I damn sure ain't gonna be stealing from Walmart because there's not a Target right here. Walmart is across the street from me, so I'm not gonna steal from Walmart. You know what I mean?
And you can't see it. Can't do it. No. I mean, maybe he was trying to save his money. Maybe he was trying to save it.
Committing a crime to save money?
Yeah. Because he knew that he was going to be released, probably. He probably had a feeling he was going to be released. So he was like, you know what? Well, let me stack these checks and then hopefully I don't get caught.
No. He was going to get released because he had been stealing from Target previously and the team kept it under wraps. That's why they released him. They didn't want the bad. You know, teams now don't want. They don't want bad press.
I didn't say his plan was smart. I just said what. Yeah. Some people have fidelity. Other people choose targets.
Well,
that was his choice.
I got one more, and then Ro, you can round yours out. Tesla robot. They're working on a robot or whatever, and the robot. Had a violent attack and jumped on one of the engineers.
See, you out there doing too much.
Beat the shit out of that man. Straight iRobot.
They're doing too much. So what? I wonder what the robot's supposed to be for, though.
It didn't say. It just was like Tesla been working on it. Cause you know, what's the name? You know, he was trying to create the what he had created one, but I don't know how many of the, you know, in existence, but he did create the Robot Bride. So this one is just a straight up, it looked like an iRobot, like from iRobot, that movie. Yeah. And I don't know why they created, I guess just the, I don't know. But I'm thinking that's where the future is going. So yeah, the robot, something happened, malfunctioned, beat the shit out of one of the damn engineers.
See, my thing is this, he can't even get the Cybertruck out here. Why is you trying to do too much?
I know. At one point, they said there was going to be a recall on all Teslas. That should let you know there's something wrong with your damn robot. So, that was my weird story.
Yeah.
Of the night.
Well, I can match your weird story with this one, because this one makes sense to me. But this is Air Canada. Passenger opens the cabin door, falls out of the plane before takeoff at YYZ. Whichever one that one is. So the passenger board an Air Canada flight from Toronto to Dubai, opened the cabin door and fell to the tarmac before takeoff Monday evening, injuring himself and causing a lengthy delay. So they confirmed to Global News that during the boarding of flight AC056, the passenger aborted the aircraft normally, turned, and then opened the cabin door on the opposite side of the aircraft instead of going to their seat while the aircraft was at the gate. So it delayed them by 6 hours and put it behind schedule. Now, I feel like whoever this is probably took them an edible. And I feel like that dosage was higher than what they anticipated.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
But the good thing about it was, it wasn't any crazy injury, so they still flew him to the hospital.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't much on it other than that, and that's pretty much what I think what happened. He took an edible.
Well, at that point, I don't think I would have flew him anywhere. We would have to drive this one. Because we see what you know how you acting when it comes to planes right now. Flying is the last thing we want to do with you. Yeah, just roll on off and shit. Just roll off. You know what I mean? I mean, when you think about it, you try to jump off a plane. So it's like, why would we airlift you somewhere? Like, I'm just saying.
I'm not going to lie to you. Once I seen that, you know, they wasn't in the air, the first thing popped in my mind was Trevor from Fresh Prince. Hillary Banks. Yes, oh, Trevor. Yeah. Will you marry? Poof.
Yeah.
I was like, look at this jackass here. Let's see. So the next one we have, if y'all don't have anything else on Stupo.
No, I have one real quick. I mean, I was just thinking about it. It was about that North Carolina mom who sat there and gave her child some THC candy.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought it was Skittles. And, you know, her son started feeling, he wasn't feeling, he started acting like weird and all that stuff like that after eating the candy and all that stuff like that. Come to find out that the candy was not Skittles, it was Lace THC. So
at there the end is. Of the day,
I mean, he had Delta 9.
Jesus. Nice. Little fella really did taste the rainbow.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, he did. You know, so like my question is that, okay, so how like that, you know, you have to actually go inside one of those stores to get that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that means that she went inside that store to get it, but then she also had a bag of Skittles, or did she actually just go ahead and gave her some one just to calm him down? I don't know. I'm just shooting out all kind of ideas.
Think she went? Yeah, to your point, don't they have it to her, like they got the different ones? You get it like in the brownie. And they already have them in like whatever the gummies, like gummy bear. So that's probably what it was. She probably got the little Skittle pack.
And you know, and what's so sad about
yeah, but
it,
wouldn't, she was like, but
go ahead.
I have a question. But wouldn't it have the S on it?
It should have
the Skittles
something
have
on it,
an
though.
S. Mm-hmm. Skittles yeah, I mean, gonna like, have an S on it, but that but the THC candy, I don't think it wouldn't have a S on it. So it's no, like, it how can you get it confused?
So the thing about it, bro, is that the THC, you know, comes in a plastic bag. Skittles come mm-hmm. in a red or like
yeah.
purple or like
yeah
a
for
blue.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. so how can, so that's what had me kind of confused is, you know, and then she sat there and
up?
Said, they never asked her for ID. And come on, lady, you know what you were giving your son. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Is that what I'm saying? So it,
I mean,
unless, because it, I mean, it's happened, you know, I don't remember if you said the age of the child or whatever. Sometimes kids just get into stuff. They just get into shit. You know what yeah. I'm saying? And maybe it was out. And maybe, you know, depending on how
six.
Old he was six. So yeah, he could have just, you know, picked it up and thought it was candy. And you know what I'm saying? Now she should, you know, should she have left it out possibly? I'm just, you know, trying to throw some rope.
Because yeah.
I don't think she hand gave it to him. Maybe he went and just, you know, saw it on the counter or something and grabbed it and thought it was candy.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes that happens in the, you know what I'm saying? And it was just something where the parent wasn't thinking, left it out, wasn't expecting that to happen, because you never expect something like that to happen, and it just happened.
So the thing about Skittles is that Skittles are like, it comes like red, yellow, you know, like it says, taste rainbow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With this, you know, THC candy, it had like, from what I was told and from what I read, it was like the outside was red, but the other outside was white. He know, I mean, she know he wasn't eating no Skittles. I mean, Skittles, I mean, like, come on now.
Like, yeah.
But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, like, she, her son ate it and she probably wasn't paying attention. This is what I think, and I might be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that the son went inside the pocketbook. The mom was chilling and all that stuff like that. The mom, the son seen some candy, a thing that looked like candy that was in the mom pocketbook and thought it was okay to eat. So he ended up eating it. And then he ended up having, from what I read, he ended up having like 13 pieces of it. Then all of a sudden he started being in pain.
Yeah.
And that's when the mom realized that, you know, he went inside the pocketbook, you know, and got
yeah.
the yeah. candy, you know, her candy, her and her husband candy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well,
and that's what
you got
happening.
One.
You know what I mean?
I had one more. I think, well, I saw I had another one, but you had one where it was candy. This one was a 20-year-old girl. She was dating someone that had a 18-month-old daughter. And what she was doing was she was feeding the 18, because it wasn't her daughter, it was her boyfriend's daughter, but she was feeding the baby let's see what it was, screws.
Jesus.
Metal screws, you know, the small button-shaped batteries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And water beads. That's what she
put
was
her ass.
The baby,
under the
baby
jail.
Ended up. The baby ended up passing away. And when they did the autopsy, that's when they, because she initially said that the baby fell off the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And hit her head, but when they did the autopsy, that's when they found all that stuff in there. And she was charged with homicide, attempted homicide, aggravated assault of a child, endangering the welfare of a child, and other offenses related to tragic death of the baby. So, and previous acts of abuse. So while the dad was at work or whatever, and she would be there, she was abusing the baby and stuff like that. And right
that's
now,
who should be doing 44 years. That's who should be doing 44 years.
No, because then that means she'll get out at 64. She needs to do life.
No, life. No. No, I'm talking about without. Because how old you said she is?
20.
Yeah.
She's 20 years old. You know, when you see her picture. Yeah, but you know when you see her picture? She looks like she's about 15.
Oh, yeah, I seen the picture.
Yeah, yeah.
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 That's what I'm saying.
When I was talking to my wife about it, she was like, that was one of them. She was jealous because because you know what I'm saying? You know, her boyfriend and this is a new baby, stuff like that. And all his attention went to the baby, and that could be why she did what she did. And I'm like, and that made me think of what happened with our cousin and his son.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's, you know, but you trying to understand crazy. You can't understand crazy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is what it is. But that was like, I wasn't going to do that story because it was like kind of, but it was like, you know, I'll go ahead and do that one because that's some fuck the bad shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When you think about them, that's them little small round button shaped batteries.
Yeah.
And a screw. They literally found a screw in the autopsy.
I don't even feel like that should be your trial.
No.
Them be the ones that just be the old school. You just go, no, my old stance used to be straight to a, you know, them be the ones you go straight, don't pass go. Just go ahead and murk them and get them out the way. But then it's like, you letting them off easy at that point. It's like, nah, they need to sit and stew in it. But then at the same time, it's like, their mental capacity is fucked as it is. So it really won't matter to them. Because there's no remorse. Mm-hmm. Looking at that picture, she showed no fucking remorse at all.
No.
Not at all.
So you can just imagine how her just sitting there, how this is gonna be. Is it? There will be nothing coming from that. So you might as well murk her and get that shit out of the way. That goes just like to this one where you had a bus driver accused of raping a student on the bus in the high school parking lot. So this was a school bus driver in New York. He's been indicted for allegedly raping and kidnapping a student who used his bus route. I should say this fuck nigga name, but he's 50 years old and he worked for the private cheese bus company and picked up the alleged victim, a teenage girl, from January through July, according to the Nassau County District Attorney on Long Island. The defendant raped the child multiple times, including in a parking lot while still on the bus. The defendant also transported the teenager to his apartment in Jamaica, Queens, to engage in sexual acts with her. He was arrested on September 28th and arraigned last Thursday. That's a long-ass time to be holding somebody. On charges of kidnapping, rape, reckless endangerment, and two counts of criminal sex act. Somebody else that should be taken.
You said that was in New York, right?
Yeah, that's New York.
Yeah, that's about right. They hold them for so long. They hold them like for a long time before they even do, you know what I'm saying, for their arraignment and stuff.
Now, y'all tell me if I'm wrong, but this is what I feel about these people like this. Under the jail, you should not be let out. You should not pass go. But what they should do is put them, they should have a special place for them to where you have those that they are with the rapists. Those rapists that's in jail, put them with them. Let them see what it's like to be because they are pedophiles. By them being pedophiles, they like little kids. So let them see what that's like to be, for you to be fucking taken advantage of on a constant basis.
Well, like So-So said, when she worked in the prisons or whatever, they put them in general population, and then it's put out. somebody puts it out that that person, normally it's a guard, I guess, put out there, okay, yeah, he raped a little girl. And then they do jail justice in there. So.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the general population is those that want the booty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
That's what I'm talking about. I ain't talking. Yeah, I ain't talking about you and Jim. Whoa. You and Jim Pop. Where you get yeah. your ass whooped? No, no. Literally, I want them to get their ass whooped. Like, wow. Literally and figuratively.
Well, hey.
Because well, hey. You sitting there doing that shit to a fucking kid.
I agree.
That I feel the same with like how they'll sit there and lock these motherfuckers up, and they'll sit there for a while, and then they release them. Oh yeah, you gotta go ahead and register, blah blah blah. And it's like, no, why would you put somebody back on the street like this? I understand this whole thing of, well, you know, oh, I have a sickness. Oh, this is how my brain is wired. Oh, I can stay away. No, 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 no. We can't be out here risking people's kids like that, yo. I'm sorry. Hey, look, you need your ass need to stay locked up. Point blank, yeah. Period.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah. You know.
I agree.
Oh yeah.
You putting these fucking menaces back on the goddamn street? Oh no. My bad. Oh. That,
all right. No, I agree. No, I agree. Anybody else got any more news stories?
No, I had one. I had one last. I had one last okay. one. Not too bad. Okay. You know, you got mm-hmm. Lauren Hobart. She escaped domestic violence charges after her husband recants. So you have the the Republican. She's a representative, Lauren Hobart. Sorry. But she's a Republican mm-hmm. in Colorado, and she was cleared Wednesday of domestic violence allegations after police found no evidence to support her husband's now recanted claim that she punched him in the face during a Saturday fight due to a lack of any evidence. The allegations of domestic violence against Hobart are unfounded, and the investigation into Hobart is now closed, police said in their statement. Supposedly they was out. He was drunk as shit. They was trying to get him to calm down, leave the restaurant. He wouldn't leave the restaurant. He said that she punched him in the face. She said it never happened. Mm-hmm. Back and forth. And so I guess once he sobered up, he went ahead and said it never happened. You know, it wasn't much to go on. I couldn't find too much on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this rounds out RNTT news tonight. First off, I want to say I want to thank the listeners that we had tonight. Miss Frank Cola, Queen Donatella, Bunny J, and DJ Hemothy. Want to thank y'all for stopping through. You know what I'm saying? And
oh yeah, Mr. Butler,
let y'all
was in
know.
There too.
Yep. Yeah, and I said
and Q Black was in there.
Yeah,
and Q Black, appreciate y'all stopping by. I also want to say make sure y'all check out Three Voices One Mic. We coming back real soon. If you wanna speak into the mic, you have to leave us an email at threevoicesonemic22@gmail.com. We'll go back, you know what I'm saying? We'll play your message, let you speak through the mic. And also, you know, if you have any topics you want this podcast to talk about, run and tell that. Our email is runandtellthat@gmail.com. That's for the people on stereo and everybody outside of stereo. And we can go ahead and
also
close this
also
out. Y'all got any final words?
Yeah, also they can reach out to us on Instagram at Run and Tell That Podcast 24. And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe at wherever you get your podcasts. Also.
Exactly. And like I said, we want to appreciate everybody. We appreciate everybody that's listening outside. We, you know what I'm saying? We like any feedback that we're getting. We appreciate it. We just trying to do big things. And like I said, to my teammate, Queen Donatella, can't wait, season two.
Queen.
We're gonna make it do what it do. And hey, if y'all got anything else, that's the end of the news.
That's the end of the news. One love.
Oh, yeah. All right.